Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In an apparent attempt to rally their caucus, the Republicans played a clip from a cops and robbers movie called The Town. In the scene, they chose to inspire their House freshmen. One of the crooks gives a pep talk to the other right before they both put on hockey masks, bludgeon two men with sticks, and shoot a man in the leg. Literally, in the movie, the protagonists say people are going to get hurt, but they have to go ahead and do it anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your House Republican majority.
Is Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, a Democrat, commenting on House Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy's playing a clip from the Ben Affleck movie The Town. The Town was played at a meeting of the House Republican Conference in an effort to unite them on their plan to deal with the debt crisis. The clip they viewed showed Ben Affleck saying, quote, "I need your help, but can't tell you what it is. You can never ask me about it later. And we're going to hurt some people," end quote. And then two of the characters put on masks and bludgeoned two other characters, shooting one in the leg, as was described by Senator Schumer, who has plenty of things to his credit that we can take shots at. But at the moment, that's not the focus. The focus is what the Republicans have done or are doing. One would wonder if it was the GOP meeting, how did the Democrats find out about it? Unless there's somebody in the meeting that's a turncoat. I suppose that's part of the discussion. Is that an issue? Is that an issue here? What's the issue? We all know what the issue is. We're talking about the budget, the debt ceiling, and how to fix the problem of a lot of immature, childish people who you have elected to represent you. Does that mean you're childish? Maybe. If you vote for some of these people, how else do you figure other than you've made some really rotten choices, and the choices don't look any better as you look around at who wants to lead the country, no matter where you are. So that's the situation we're in. We get the government we deserve, so someone has said. 800-510-8255 as we sort of bludgeon our way through this. This has been going on now for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And remember, in the past 2 years, or pretty much since Obama's been president, there has not been a complete budget package passed. That is, there has not been there's usually an annual budget. You know, if you're running a business, you understand. If you work for a business, or maybe even you do it with your own household, you set a budget, a monthly budget, a yearly budget. The United States of America has gone without one of those for almost 3 years. What does that tell you about our ability to get things done? We have a very, very broken system. So here's Neil Cavuto talking to Senator Rand Paul, who doesn't, by the way, like the Republican plan or the Democrats' plan. In fact, he thinks they're both part, that is, the plan and the parties, part of the problem.
Neither of these plans suits your fancy. Do you have a lesser of evils?
Well, the thing is that both of these plans will add somewhere between $7 to $8 trillion over 10 years. The real disservice to the American people is they need to be honest about their accounting up here. None of these cuts spending, none of these cuts the deficit. Both plans will add $7 to $8 trillion. I don't think our country can withstand that kind of addition of new debt.
All right. Now, a lot of the cuts, for example, in Speaker Boehner's plans, critics have said, you might be among them, that the upfront cuts are more like $70 to $80 billion, not the more than $1 trillion that's trumpeted in this more 10-year plan, that the upfront cuts are fairly meager. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Interestingly, we have reports that say the upfront cuts are like $6 or $7 billion. You remember how we had this debate in the spring? We started out with $100 billion. We prorated to $60 billion. We compromised to $38 billion. And then we added it up with the CBO, and it was $300 million. That's what's going to happen to this plan. The other thing is the $1 trillion is over 10 years, but it's against a baseline that increases spending by $45 trillion. It really is only reducing the proposed increases. It never cuts spending, never cuts debt, and it will pile on $7 to $8 trillion over 10 years. It is not even close to the answer. The answer would be a balanced budget amendment. Short of that, I can't support a raise in the debt ceiling.
Now, if there are many others who share your views, Senator, we're going to blow past this deadline.
Well, and that's why I think the president ought to step up and be a leader, and he should take default off the table. At any point in time over the last 6 months, the president could have simply said, I will not default on the interest. I will pay it. We bring in $200 billion a month. The interest payments are about $20 billion. There's no excuse for not paying the interest. There's no excuse for scaring seniors, as the president's been doing. He should take Social Security checks off the table. He should also take the salaries of our soldiers off the table. And we met this morning, leaders in the House and Senate, conservative leaders, and we introduced legislation that will force the president to pay the interest, pay the Social Security checks, and to pay the soldiers' salaries.
All right. 800-510-8255. That's Senator Rand Paul. The deal is, as might be assumed or imagined by listening to that, is BS. The whole thing is BS. They're trying to tell you that they're cutting spending, and because we don't have a budget, you don't really know. But what they're doing is cutting spending on what's been proposed rather than what is already being spent. Do you understand? What's being spent is where the cuts ought to come, but what they're talking about cutting is what they propose to spend. My God. Aye. You're talking about a can of worms and a bunch of nonsense. This is it. 800-510-8255. So who agrees with Rand Paul on this? I suspect many of you listening thinks that he's A-OK when it comes to... And the people of the Republican Party don't get the strength of those who are in the Tea Party, or the Tea Party Republicans, and they keep trying to jam it with them, and that's not going to work either. All right, so what's your viewpoint? Help yourself as you have time, and as we go through the calls, we'll put some folks on the air. 800-510-8255 as the budget battle continues.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Now at the Home Depot Renew and Redo Bath event, get a Savannah 24-inch Cognac vanity and matching mirror. A $249 value, now just $99. A price that'll transform your bathroom and leave room in your budget for even more improvements, like new faucets, lighting, and paint. It all starts at the Renew and Redo Bath event. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart, now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Ever wonder what would happen if you pushed the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
800-510-8255. Okay, so here's Dennis Pryor talking to Stephen Portnoy on his program about the growing number of those in Congress who, as we heard with Rand Paul, don't support either of the plans. So it looks like there's a head of steam going to be built up here.
What's happening with the debt ceiling talks? What is the latest?
Well, I'll tell you, the White House is saying that compromise is the only option. But there's no clear path because at this moment, the House is now retooling its package. Speaker Boehner pulled the bill that he wanted to have up for a vote. He submitted it to the nonpartisan scorekeepers up on Capitol Hill, the Congressional Budget Office. And what CBO said was that the bill in the first tranche of cuts would only reduce the deficit by $850 billion. Boehner had advertised at least $1 trillion in cuts, perhaps $1.2 trillion in cuts, and fell short. So they're going to staff is going to retool the bill, try to have it cut deeper up front. But it is going to be very difficult for Speaker Boehner. The Senate has called it dead on arrival. The White House has threatened to veto. And it's not even clear Speaker Boehner has enough votes in the House to pass it. So this is a setback for him. It's a setback for the process. At this moment, the Senate also continues dealing with its proposal from Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, where he has a package to cut $2.7 trillion. The Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, has effectively threatened a filibuster of that. He's said he is opposed to it. We will see what comes next. The United States really has the real potential of defaulting on all of its obligations.
It really is a sticky situation, given the fact that there isn't the Republican side for the Republican plan. Even some of the Democrats in the Senate haven't necessarily fully embraced the Reid plan. It seems like there's not a whole lot of real strong momentum for anything at this point.
And that is the trouble. And this is where you see some people start to get a little concerned. We'll be watching the markets, of course. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is leaning hard on House Republicans to come on board for an increase in the debt ceiling. This is the organization, the nation's largest business organization, that worked so hard to get Republicans elected last cycle. Now they're leaning hard on those Republicans to come on board for an increase in the debt ceiling because they say that's most important for the economy and for business. There are several Tea Party members of the House who will not go anywhere near the Boehner proposal. They say it doesn't cut deep enough, and they also insist that there be a provision that requires the passage of a balanced budget amendment, not just a vote on it, but actual passage in both houses of Congress. That would be a two-thirds majority. Democrats don't want a balanced budget amendment. They say it would force cuts that the United States is not ready to make, that the American people aren't ready to take, and they won't vote for it. So you can't have a bill that depends upon the passage of something that won't pass. Otherwise, it won't happen. So that's where we are now. We're effectively nowhere.
Ah, swell, right? 800-510-8255. Watch out. In front of you, there's a problem. Behind you, there's a problem. Everybody seems to be stuck. What do you make of all of this? What's the most important part of this? I think the balanced budget amendment. Many of the 34 or 36 states have a balanced budget amendment. And what it requires is there not to be spending unless there's income. And in states, for example, in Massachusetts, where I live much of the time, the balanced budget amendment requires new taxes on something almost every year. It doesn't go over too well with many people, but at least the budget is balanced. So, yeah. More of this? Yes, there is more. Yes, there is more. As we continue to focus on the problems that we have as American citizens. 21 past the hour on the countdown.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 $50 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As you might suspect, if you're just joining us in conversation or listening to the conversation, we're a long way from a deal, but then stranger things have happened. The energy gets put together and something gets done at the last minute. You may or may not have heard that we actually do have enough money. Some analysis has been done. I forget which group has done it, but there is a suggestion that there's plenty of money to pay the bills, even if all this isn't done by August 2nd. We all know we've been scammed before by the news media and politicians telling us something that wasn't true, so what's different here? Joe Scarborough talks to Senator Steny Hoyer, actually Congressman Steny Hoyer, about the need for Congress to stop looking at the perfect solution.
It seems to me that leaders in both the House and the Senate, for once, Democrats and Republicans, are united in the belief that they have to pass a debt ceiling increase. It's just a question of corralling members. Is there a plan on the table right now? Yeah, of course, that's your problem. That's the problem. But you certainly understand a default is not an option. John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, Harry Reid understand that as well. Do we get to a point where Nancy Pelosi understands it, where 5-6 House and Senate leaders, Republicans and Democrats alike, get in a room and work this out?
Joe, we've certainly been trying to do that, and John Boehner, I think, has been trying to do it. I think you mentioned a little earlier, I was listening to your program about the young hothead Republican Reaganites that you were one of, you said.
Right.
You recall that Newt Gingrich gave a speech in 1997 when he made a deal with Bill Clinton on a budget, and he talked about the perfectionist caucus. I don't know whether you remember that speech.
He was talking about us. Yeah.
He was talking about the Republicans who wanted perfect. Mitch McConnell just said, perfect's not going to be attainable. We have people with different points of view. Different constituencies came to Washington with different premises. We've been trying to work out an agreement for the last 4 or 5 months to solve what is a problem that all of us know needs solution. We cannot default. We cannot put the United States of America for the first time in history in a position where it can't pay its bills. We needed a grand bargain. You indicated that you would have supported one. I would have supported one. Nancy Pelosi would have supported one. Harry Reid, the President of the United States. Very frankly, Eric Cantor said such a deal was not possible because it would have included revenue. I think that's unfortunate. We're now at a spot where, frankly, John Boehner was close to a deal with President Obama that I think we could have supported. It would have been tough on our side. People wouldn't have liked it. It would have been tough on the Republican side. But that's what we were sent here, to do tough things and come to agreement in a democracy, compromise in a democracy. Unfortunately, Mr. Boehner brought that back, and apparently his people would not buy it, would not support it. And so he walked out of that deal. The fact is we're now at a place where he is having a problem getting a majority for the deal that he has put together himself unilaterally. And we know yesterday he was struggling to get the votes and didn't have them. We don't think it's a good deal. But here's the good news. Harry Reid has put on the floor, or is about to put on the floor of the United States Senate, exactly what John Boehner said he wanted. That is about $2.7 trillion, $2.4 to $2.7 trillion in cuts and reductions in spending to mirror a similar increase in the debt limit so that America could pay its bills and we could stabilize the financial prospects of American families. Unfortunately, for whatever reasons, that bill, which reflects exactly what John Boehner asked for and what I think Mitch McConnell was prepared to support, is not yet passed the Senate.
All right. So where are we on this? Sounds like we're in nowhere land. Senate Democrats telling Republicans controlling the House there's no way they'll support a GOP plan to lift the federal debt limit that has come through the House. So what happens now? Welcome to another great fiasco. 28 minutes past the hour in the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org. Home of the incredible edible egg.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now it's Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my Graham to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P, dot M-E. It's time to take America back.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cap and balance. What do you think of that? Many people that listen to radio programs that are right of center like the idea. Are you listening to a station that programs right of center? This program, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, airs on a lot of talk radio stations that have both affiliations, i.e. there are some left of center, some right of center. Political and news talk radio seem to go in either of those two directions, not much in the middle. So where are you? 800-510-8255. Are you sick of it? Here's an excerpt from a program that you'll find interesting if you're tired of all of this. Here's talk people Bruce St. James, Pamela Hughes, and Rob Hunter, who are on the boat with you.
It seems that no matter what side of the political spectrum you are on, no matter how you define yourself, Republican, Democrat, independent, liberal, green, socialist, whatever, communist, everybody seems sick of the debate going on, the arguing going on.
Hear, hear.
And the perception, well, it's not just perception, the reality, that Washington can't get anything done. Not built to get anything done, apparently. And I don't disagree with that as a premise. I saw a timeline the other day that I think is really telling for when you take a look at why are we having the problem with politics we are today. You know, they score every congressman and congresswoman. You get a score as either liberal or conservative. You've heard about these, right?
Yes.
You hear people say, I have a 100 rating on the conservative. You know, I have a 97 rating, right? And it has to do with your votes and whether they fall on what side of the political spectrum. And okay. So you get scored. It's like your GPA, okay? When you lay out Congress, the most liberal Republican is more conservative than the most conservative Democrat. There is no overlap. There is nobody in the middle anymore. There are no politicians who could even reach across the aisle because none of them speak the same language as the people on the other side of the aisle. They don't agree on the time of day. They don't agree at all.
It's frustrating because most of us are in the middle.
Right.
Most average Americans, most people listening
don't
right
see
now,
the world with an R and a D next to their
name. We're in the middle.
Right. Most of the world does not go into the grocery store and go shopping as a Republican or a Democrat. Right? They don't go to work.
I hope not.
And say, well, I'm going to work because Democrat. Now, we don't think like that. Only people in Washington do. And people are just getting sicker and sicker and sicker of this. Why are we getting so sick of this? And why does the media do such a bad job of covering it and cover it like it's a horse race, winners and losers?
Well, I think that part of the reason we get sick of it is because of what you just described. It's partisan gridlock. But I also think the other part is this is a difficult issue that we don't want to come to terms with. Because literally we're talking about the demise of America.
Mm-hmm.
That America is not as powerful as it used to be and probably won't be for a long time.
Yep.
And I think the more we can sweep that under the rug, the better it makes us feel. We just don't want to admit that America's going downhill.
Well, we have a system that rewards politicians for not making hard decisions. We have a system that rewards politicians for kicking the can down the road, for having it blow up on somebody else's watch.
That's about as an astute overview, a clip from a radio program that actually hits the nail on the head. Most of you agree, probably, and are tired of all this. That's what I hear. But yet it's the main focus of discussion on the political talk radio programs. So how is it if we all, or most of us, agree that this whole thing is nonsense and that we're being served poorly by the people who are there, you realize the campaign contributions problem is the reason in the main why we have this problem, because they're not controlled by you. They're controlled by the big money interests that are not going to get any better, certainly in the next round of elections or until we revolt against the system as it exists. Joey, listening in Las Vegas on KNUU. Go ahead, Joey. You're on the countdown.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air, sir.
Okay.
Let's go, sir. What do you have on your mind?
Yeah, well, what I was saying is a politician in Washington got to realize one thing. You just can't have your money going to waste. You got to have control of it. The only thing you control, what the one magic word is, inflation. If they control inflation, they won't need no tax increase, worry about budgets. Because when you set your budget up, if you get inflation, no way nobody control it.
All right, sir. 800-510-8255. Here's talk host Leland Whaley talking to Jennifer Hulsey from the American Grassroots Coalition about their rally in Washington, which is aimed at getting Congress to hold the line.
They're holding a rally called the Hold the Line rally outside the Capitol. Jennifer, tell us what's going on over there.
We're here to let our congressmen and senators know that the American people expect them to hold the line and to not cave. And we don't want any spending. We're tired of spending, and we need some cuts. And, you know, Amy Kramer and I, we organized this rally with many patriots across the country. Did it very quickly, last-minute thing, but Americans want their voices heard, and we want to make sure that they are.
Jennifer, what do you mean when you say hold the line? Define that for me.
Hold the line. You know, overwhelmingly, it's been said the cut, cap, and balance pledge is what Americans have been wanting. You know, there's a percentage out. I can't remember what news organization was talking about it. I think it was 63%. I apologize if I don't have the correct number. But regardless, a lot of Americans want to see that we cut the spending, we cap things, and we balance the budget. We just have to do that. As an American, if I try to balance my checkbook and I can't balance it, well, I can't go out and buy something because I don't have the money. We want them to hold the line, just like we would hold the line if we were, you know, spending our own money. And it's unacceptable if they don't.
So what are y'all doing? Are you having a rally outside the Capitol? Are y'all walking the halls? Are you using the phones? What are you doing today?
Well, we've had a rally out here at the Capitol. We had it with Senators DeMint, Senator Lee, Rand Paul, Congressman Joe Walsh, Steve King. Those are a few that were in the rally with us to let people know that we want them to hold the line, but also we want people to call, fax, email, post it on Twitter and Facebook that they expect their members to hold the line.
There's a headline today where a leader of the Tea Party, I know there's not a V leader of the Tea Party, but some guy was calling for Boehner to step down and be replaced by a Tea Party conservative in the House. Do you support that, or have you heard that talk today out there?
I haven't heard that. You know, I can't make those decisions for the Congress. You know, that's their decision to do. All I can say is, you know, Congressman Boehner has that decision
right now to help us hold the line, and we want to encourage him to do that. He has that position, and he is the one standing there for us, and we want to encourage him in every way to do that. You know, I think he's a great patriot, and want to encourage him to continue to hold the line. Don't cave. We're still here, and we're still watching. Don't cave.
The word patriot being used here advisedly, like somebody who doesn't agree with them, isn't. That's what I object to about some in the Tea Party. The third party really is the Tea Party, and they have drawn the line. Most of us, in terms of fiscal conservatism, are in agreement with them, but some of the other parts of their philosophy are anathema. So how do we wrap up this discussion today? By listening to a clip from our Countdown affiliate, WHBY in Appleton, Wisconsin. Host Robbie Johnson talks to Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin about the cut, cap, and balance bill.
Explain that bill.
Sure. This is one I co-sponsored in the Senate. I worked really hard for the last couple months working with House members, including Congressman Reed Ribbles, taking a real lead here. And to pass this piece of legislation, and it does what it says it's going to do. It actually cuts spending the first year. You know, real cuts, not the smoke and mirror stuff. Not draconian cuts, about 2% of the budget. We'll see where the House comes in terms of the number they set, but a real cut. Then it caps the growth in spending. All the time you're talking about, you know, you hear that we're going to cut $6 trillion. We're not cutting spending. We're cutting the growth in spending. Now, President Obama's budget would have taken our budget from $3.7 trillion up to about $5.7 trillion. The House budget goes from about $3.5 to about $4.7. That's what we're talking. We're talking about reducing the rate of growth so we don't bankrupt this nation. That's the statutory caps. You put those in place, you can either do it with higher dollars, or you can do it as a percentage of our economy, percentage GDP. That's the cap portion. The balance portion actually would give the president his request. We'd increase the debt ceiling, but only when the House and the Senate both pass a constitutional amendment that would limit the size of government and balance the budget. Basically, what we're saying is, hey, Mr. President, we'll give you that increase in the debt ceiling you're requesting. We're just asking you to let the American people decide if they want a constitutional limit to the size of government, if they want to enshrine in the Constitution the requirement to balance our budget over time. I think that's a pretty reasonable request. And I think now that we've gotten away from these negotiations because they were going nowhere because the president simply wasn't serious about them, but I'm hoping the House passes this next week and the American people will focus on this very common sense solution to the problem. There's nothing complicated about it, really. You know, again, the prioritizing spending is going to be hard, but setting the numbers to prevent the bankrupting of America is a pretty simple process. It should be pretty easy. And I think when we talk about that, when the American people see what we're proposing, I'm hoping they will start, they will let their voices be heard and they'll start putting pressure on the Democrats in the Senate and on this president to say, come on, be reasonable. They're giving you an increase in the debt ceiling. Just put a straitjacket on Washington.
That's an idea. 800-510-8255. Okay, so John Boehner is trying to crack the whip. Get your butts in line, he demanded at a closed-door meeting of the House Republican Conference earlier this week. I can't do this job unless you're behind me. Are you behind him? How far behind him? 800-510-8255. Okay, enough on this. The presidential race is up next here on The Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-lease items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart, now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The presidential race up next here on The Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing talk host Robert Rees, who here focuses on the differences between a quote-unquote true conservative and a quote-unquote electable conservative.
Are you still looking for a true conservative for the GOP race? You know, as I'm out and about with people, I talk to a lot of individuals, and that is the overall theme I'm receiving from people is that they're still looking for a quote true conservative to enter into the GOP race. You know, I'm a guy who I've said often I support. I like Herman Cain a lot, even though he probably doesn't have a chance to win, and even though I strongly disagree with him on his Islamic stance, it doesn't matter. I like him in so many other ways. You can't agree with somebody on everything. I like Tim Pawlenty. I like Rick Santorum. I'm still trying to learn more about Michelle Bachmann. I had an interesting, we had a caller. He called one time because I was ripping on Mitt Romney, and he said, look, sometimes the election isn't always about electing the most conservative individual, but the most electable conservative in the race. And to him, he looked at Mitt Romney as being the most electable conservative. And then I was about to rebuttal that and be like, that just means you could be voting for a rhino, you know. But then he pointed out Ronald Reagan, when he ran and won, he wasn't the most conservative Republican in the race, but he was the most electable conservative in the race. And then look what happened. He was one of the better presidents we've had in a long, long time. I don't think any of us I think most of us would love to have a Ronald Reagan back in office. So much less wouldn't complain about it. We would love it. And so, not that I'm saying Mitt Romney is Ronald Reagan. I don't think the listener was saying that either. I think he was bringing up a point that you just... that's a better line to get. You'd rather have an electable conservative. And look, I don't think... Now, some people are out there saying, calling Mitt Romney a rhino. Now, I don't think Mitt Romney's a rhino. John McCain is a rhino. Giuliani was a rhino. I always thought Mitt Romney is a conservative. I do think he's a conservative. I just think he's weak on a couple of issues, and those issues are pretty big to me, which are mandates. So for a lot of individuals I talk to, they're still looking for another conservative. That's why there was this talk about... Donald Trump, when he first was entering the race, which, come on, Donald Trump, No. Talk about Rhino. That's why there's all this talk now about Rick Perry, that everybody wants Rick Perry to enter the race. It's because they feel like he's a true conservative.
Rick Perry would be a disaster. He's right. And what is a true conservative? What even is the meaning of the word conservative? A discussion point coming up here on the Countdown.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm meshes, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The discussion of what is a conservative. Most people who claim they're conservatives, I always love it when somebody calls them, oh, well, of course, we're conservatives. You don't even know what the word means. You're not really a conservative unless you really want to save. And saving, this, there's no equality between the use of the term by people on the radio, especially the right of center handle works better in most circumstances than the conservative label, because most of you who think you're conservative don't really know what it means. 800-510-8255. Here is Jamie Colby from Fox talking to correspondent Steve Brown about New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's appearance in Iowa and his insistence that he's not going to run for the presidency, even though there's a lot of hubbub around about Roger Ailes from Fox pushing his candidacy. Well, I guess we don't
Governor
have that.
Governor Chris Christie's trip to Iowa is fueling some new speculation he might run for president. GOP heavy hitters are pressing him to get in the race, but the governor still isn't budging.
You have to feel in your heart that this is the moment for you to do this. No matter what encouragement others may give you, whether they're financial people or political people, in the end, it's something that you've got to believe in your heart is necessary for you to do right now with your life. And as I've said before, I don't feel that at the moment.
Said it again and again. Steve Brown is there where the action is in Iowa. Steve, tell us, the Jersey governor isn't running, he says, and he doesn't have a favorite?
No, it's another thing that he says that he doesn't feel quite yet. He was here in Iowa yesterday at an education summit talking about how he changed the educational map, if you will, in the state of New Jersey. And inevitably in a news conference, he did get some political questions, but he said he still hasn't settled on one candidate he likes above the others. Have a listen.
I'm not a halfway kind of guy.
So if I'm going to get in and support someone, I'm going to do it 100%. And to get there, I have to feel that way about one of the people offering themselves for president. And so if that moment comes, I certainly won't keep it a secret, but I certainly am under no legal obligation to endorse anybody.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a smart stance to take at the moment. Here's host Mandy Connell talking about the dissatisfaction so many of you have with both parties and wondering out loud if it's not time for a serious third party.
We're spending a lot of time talking about changing the Republican Party. There has to be people right now that are registered Democrats that are going, well, what can we do to change the Democrat Party? Away from this government is the answer for everything mentality that has gripped the leadership of the Democrat Party. I mean, I have to believe that there are Democrats that don't think that government has the answer for everything. I have to believe that. I know some. I mean, it's like, they're not like unicorns. They're out there. I know Democrats who are Democrats because of social issues. I know Democrats who are Democrats because they don't believe the Republican Party cares about them because they are gay or whatever. I mean, who's having this? In what alternate universe is the discussion occurring about how to fix the Democrat Party? It has to be happening. I mean, I just refuse to believe that it's not. Or are the Democrats in the Democratic Party just so happy with everything right now that they think they've got all the answers? I'm curious about that. We have the Tea Party movement in the Republican Party that has created havoc within the party as they pulled the party back to conservative values. What is there a flip side? I know they've tried to start the coffee party, and then it's just, I'm telling you people right now, it could happen. The right candidate with the right platform running as an independent right now with the internet. Internet's the game changer. The internet as a tool for fundraising is mind blowing. That's why I think an independent candidate could pull this off, because you know, for decades now, you had to rely on the party machine. When you look at how people are donating now, people are not donating to the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee. They're donating directly to candidates online without ever leaving their houses. That's the game changer. The internet is the game changer.
Let's hope so. Jack in Palm Springs, let's have you finish this off. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I feel like in the United States, we only have one party. It's a fascist, militaristic war party. It has two wings to it, and they both stink. And the reason that they stink is that these Democrats, Republicans, whether it's Boehner or Obama with the same tan coming out like a joke.
I'm not sure that you're wrong about that. Time's up, however, for the discussion as we review every day at this time what's going on in the world of talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.